Plantation, Florida, and representing San Juan, Puerto Rico, Xander Zion.
Sentí mi vida derrumbarse por momentos. También sentí mi alma separarse de mi cuerpo. También escribí cuentos.
Xander, what's going on, brother, man? Thanks for calling in, champ.
How are you, Mike, man? Thank you for the opportunity. Glad to be here with you. And can't wait to get this started.
Well, here we go, man. Listen, I heard you love doing interviews. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I really do enjoy, you know, I enjoy doing the interviews. It's a fun time. I respect you guys' work. And, I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome to talk to you guys about my story.
Well, listen, forget about your story. Forget about boxing. Congratulations, man. High school graduate, man. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. I really, really happy for that accomplishment. You know, I'm already out of high school. Now it's time to focus on boxing, and in a few years, go back to college and start my criminal justice career.
I like hearing that. Now, was graduation, finishing high school, was that always important to you and to your mom, to your family? Did you always know you wanted to graduate high school and finish up schooling?
Oh yes, yes, most definitely. That was the number one step. Coming, you know, signing off the contract, I promised my mom that I was going to finish high school. And, you know, I made it happen. And here we are today.
You were famously signed by Top Rank at 16 years old. What's the first purchase you made with that Top Rank money? When you signed that contract, what's the first thing you bought?
I didn't buy anything. I think, you know, I have saved it all. I've invested in myself. You know, when the only thing that I buy is the uniforms or something like that, you know, when I pay my food. But everything is on me, nothing crazy like that, I wouldn't say.
See, I don't know how that's possible. Champ, my cousin just turned 16. We gave her like $100 right away. The first thing she did was go buy stuff. So the fact that you're financially smart, you have so many good qualities, and that's another quality, man. So good for you for that one, man.
Thank you, thank you. You know, my family always try to keep me in the ground and staying, you know, humble. And that's what I try to do. Try to invest in myself, try to buy in some on things that are important to me and that I need.
Let me ask you this, because I love the fact that you bring up your family, and I have so many different athletes on and celebrities and actors, everyone's on. You were signed at such a young age. Let's be honest here. After you signed that contract, if your mom's giving you any crap, and I know she's your hero, in the back of your mind, champ, are you ever like, Mom, I'm a professional boxer. Leave me alone. Like, do you ever think that?
Never. I mean, she's my mother. I mean, I can't think that, you know. She's always going to be on top of me. She's always going to be, you know, giving me advices. Always going to be there for me. So I can't let her, you know, I can't tell her to leave because she will never do it. And if I tell her, she will actually, you know, whoop me.
Hey, before we talk about boxing, is it true you're a big video game guy too?
Yes, yes. I really enjoy video games. I like to play NBA, Call of Duty, all those action games and sports games. They're really fun to me and I enjoy them. Yeah.
You just brought up basketball, and when you think of sports and Puerto Rico, you think of baseball and boxing, such a rich tradition and history. Are you a fan of baseball as well?
Yes, yes, I'm a fan of baseball. I have a couple of MLB players that are, you know, that are close to me and that we chat together, and they set an example for not just me but for all the young people. And so yeah, I like and I enjoy baseball.
And you mentioned basketball. I went on your Instagram early. I saw you dunking back in the day. Are you you got game? You a good basketball player too?
Yes, I used to play basketball back in Puerto Rico. We actually won the national championship back in Puerto Rico as a basketball player, my basketball team. And yeah, I mean, I try a little bit of everything. You know, I like to keep my mind focused on whatever I can do. And I try everything a little, you know.
And of course you don't. And of course you don't lose. You won the championship. You just don't lose in anything, man. You're a solid winner. You really are, champ.
Man, I don't like losing. I hate losing. I always try to bring my best on whatever I do because I do not like losing.
Hey, I just brought up Instagram, and you put out such an important, powerful video, especially in these times, your anti-bullying campaign. Tell everyone about that video because that was so, so important and so touching for so many people.
Yes, yes. That video is important to me because I was being a victim of bullying before starting boxing, and I didn't like, you know, how the kid used to abuse of me and how he used to call me names. So this campaign means a lot because I just want to call out, you know, everybody that is suffering and let them know that they're not alone and they can overcome that. And I'm very, very glad to help, and hopefully one day we'll stop this together.
I love that you only have 4 professional fights, and yet your name is so big because you had Amanda Serrano, Jamal Herring, Clarissa Shields, Carlos Correa. You have some heavy hitters in that video, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I have a great team with great people around me, and they made it happen. My dad came up with the idea, and we all started to work, and we got a lot of people in and a lot of people that I'm friends with, so... That's the most important part.
I brought up Puerto Rico earlier. You moved from Puerto Rico to Florida at what age?
At the age of 11.
Now, is it true, because I saw it on, I don't know if it was Wikipedia or something, did you learn English in like 5 months?
Yes, I did learn English in 5 months. But again, I came here when I was in seventh grade, and the only place that was speaking Spanish was my house. Other than that, school, boxing gym, every other place with English, so I picked it up really fast.
So
and I mean, I have friends that actually really helped me on that. So,
did you take classes? Because I'm trying to learn another language. I'm trying to learn Tagalog, Filipino. So, how'd you learn it? What tips did you have for people who want to learn a language?
I think it's, you know, like children's, like it's easier for us because we absorb everything, you know. As we grow, it's a little harder. But, I mean, if you want to learn something and you really want to do something, you just have to put your mind to it and work and put everything behind it.
You're a role model for so many things you do outside the ring. Inside the ring, obviously, these are weird times with some people are on lockdown, quarantine, this and that. How are you possibly staying motivated? Like, you don't know the next date of your fight. How are you staying motivated during this?
Man, I love what I do. You know, I've continued to work with my coach and my dad here in my house. You know, every time I wake up and I see myself in the mirror, it's like, man, I want this. I want to be a world champion. And I think that's my biggest motivation. That and my mother, you know, seeing my mother in that bed, it's like, man, like I want to make her proud and I want to be a world champion for her.
You were fighting almost every month. I think it was like October, November, January, February, and boom, your boxing career is on pause. Is that difficult to deal with mentally? Because you're just like, okay, train, fight. Now it's on pause. Is that mentally like messing you up a little bit or no?
No. In a way, yes. But if we think about it like that, no. Because my body got to rest. I'm still growing. Getting stronger. So if you think about it, no, it hasn't affected me mentally or physically. I think he actually helped me. So yeah, I wouldn't say he has affected me.
How are you training and keeping in shape now? What are you doing to stay in shape?
Yes. We're working out every day at my coach house or my house with both of my coaches, my dad, that is one of my coaches, my coach Javier Centeno. We stay doing all the workouts, all the routines that we have to do to stay ready.
When was your next fight planned? Did you have a date yet or a month when you were going to fight next?
No, we didn't. We didn't have after Puerto Rico. We didn't have a date. We was looking something for like May or something, but then this happened. So, you know. When, now we can't do anything about it.
When are you able to fight in all 50 states? Every article I read, I'm like, dude, this guy needs to fight in the Garden. He needs to fight in Vegas. You have to be what, 18 years old? You can't fight in every state yet,
yes,
right?
I have to be 18 years old. So come September 5th, I'll be eligible to find every state, and more than happy to you know, create all fan base out there in every state and put on a show.
Do you have a dream venue? Maybe one or two places that you just want to fight at so bad?
The Garden. The Garden, I think, is the biggest place that I wanna, you know, fight at and be the main event.
That's my backyard, champ. I live like 5 minutes from there. Now, I know you were in the Big Apple when my boy Mick Conlon fought, when Bud Crawford fought. Did you do any sightseeing here in New York or no?
No, it was my first time in New York. So, you know, it was my first time in the city.
Okay.
The city that never sleeps. but I had a lot of fun. Enjoy the city. It was kind of cold for the weather that I'm used to, but it was fun. It was fun.
You mentioned the Mecca, the world's most famous arena. You know your boy Miguel Cotto fought in the Garden all the time, especially around the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Is that something ever in the back of your mind?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Most definitely made my Puerto Rican people proud. And, you know, fighting the day of the Puerto Rican parade, it will be more than awesome. And get that W, it will be even better.
Listen to me. I mentioned Mick Conlon. He's a close friend of mine. And he fights in the Garden every St. Patrick's Day. So you give me Bob Abram's number, I'll set it up. Because the Puerto Rican fans, when Miguel Cotto fought on Puerto Rican Day Parade weekend, I'm telling you, Xander, you had no idea the hysteria. You would watch 5th Avenue, 7th Avenue. They would just flock down. It would put you on cloud nine, man. So we need to make that happen. You know that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I know it will happen. I just have to stay focused, stay working, and stay humble.
I know Top Rank has a lot of events coming up. Well, they're talking about potential events with no fans. Any word if you'll be on any of those cards or no word yet?
Not yet. We're still talking about it. They know I'm ready. They know I'm working. They know once they give me a day, I'll be ready to put on a show. And I'm more than happy to fighting one of those cards.
I'm a huge sports fan, so every sport I watch, I love seeing the fans. And I'm watching German soccer yesterday. There's no fans. Will that be weird for you as a boxer? I know you feed off your, you know, you have a huge fan base. Is that something you worry about fighting in like an empty arena?
I love my fans, but at the same time, at this stage, I mean, I just came off amateurs. In the amateurs, we didn't have a lot of people around, a big crowd. So I don't think it will affect me. I know they all will tune in to ESPN and, you know, watch me put on a show. So I'm just ready to go.
And you mentioned your amateur career, and I love when – you know, your name comes up around boxing circles, and you know it does, and everyone's like, oh, he's good, but he's only 17, 18. But you had over, like, 100 amateur fights, correct?
Yes, I had 136 amateur fights, 122 and 14.
I love that you know your record. And how old were you when you started boxing? You were young, right?
Yes, I started boxing at the age of 5. My first fight was when I was 6, though.
Oof. Now, fighting for your country, you're so proud, and it's such an honor. And I have, you know, Adam Kovznesky. A lot of these guys come on who are heroes where they live. You had decisions after you won the 2018 Nationals. You could have waited for the Olympics, which was 2024, or turned pro because you were too young to compete in the Olympics, right?
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, that was what happened. You know, I always wanted to be an Olympian, but because of the age cut, I couldn't make the Olympics. So we decided to turn pro, and here we are today.
You know what bothers me? I looked it up, and you missed the cutoff by 45 days. So if you were born 45 days earlier, you could have been Olympian, right?
Yes. That's a question. I mean, that's an answer that my mom. I will have to ask my mom. Mom, why couldn't you? Drop me earlier.
You know what bothers me, though? Why is there a certain age on boxing in the Olympics? And some sports, you can be like a 13-year-old gymnast. I have no idea why is that possible. I don't think that's cool.
I think it's because, you know, in boxing, it's a contact sport. It's a physical sport that we hit the brain. So they're just trying to protect the young guys. Like, you know, in like in tennis, they don't have to actually hit their brain or something, so they can play it at any age.
16 years old, 17 years old. You're so smart. You blew my question out of the water. Hey, when it was time for you to go pro, I know Top Rank, they're the best. You know, your idol, Miguel Cotto, he signed with them back in the day. What was it about Top Rank, and were other promotions like looking at you, and did they want you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of promotions were looking at me, but Top Rank was, I mean, it's the main company. All the legends came from Top Rank. You can name it, Muhammad Ali, Oscar De La Hoya, Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, Miguel Cotto. I mean, you name it. You know, every superstar came from them, and they know how to build their fighters. So it was my dream to sign with them.
Were you ever worried about giving up part of your youth for boxing? Because you don't do it as like, oh, I'll box here and there. You're so focused and obsessed with boxing. Were you ever worried about giving up your youth for that?
No, I wouldn't say I was worried, because it's a dream that I came up with since I was little. So I knew what I wanted to be was once I was 10 years old. So I don't think I gave up my youth. I think it's a sacrifice, you know. It's a sacrifice that every athlete have to make in life to be where they want to be.
We mentioned graduation, high school graduate. So obviously you were going to school. I know you were homeschooling when you signed. How'd you juggle both schooling and training to be a boxer?
It was pretty easy. I mean, I've been doing it my whole life. So it was get home from school, do your homework, go to the gym. And then when I signed pro, it was train in the morning, come back home, do your schoolwork, and then train at night again. So it's very simple. I just got to be consistent with it and know how to manage the time.
You won, I think, 10 or 11 national titles. You said over 100 amateur wins. What motivates you? Because you're saying, I want to be the champ. I want to be the best. What drives you to be so so driven to be a champion?
Man, there's a lot of things that drive me. But one thing that actually like drives me when I was back in the amateur is seeing my name on the or like a number two or like a number three. It was like, man, I gotta be that number one.
Wow.
So once I made the number one, I didn't want to go back to those numbers. So I just kept training hard and busting my to work hard and get those wins and, you know, be the best that I can be.
Well, I'll say you bust your ass, you work your ass off, and I know that. Now, let me ask you this, Andy. Is it frustrating to put in weeks and weeks, sometimes month, of intense training, then you get in the ring, and you knock the dude out in 2 minutes? Now, I know you're happy, you get the W, you're on ESPN, you know, superstar phenom, knocks out this guy in a minute, but do you ever want to get a few rounds under your belt? Is it ever like, it's good, but it's bad when you knock somebody out so quickly?
Yes, most definitely. You know, it got it's the pros and cons. I mean, it's good because you get them out the way easy, so you take less time to for another fight. You know, you don't have to recover that much. But it's also bad because you don't get the experience of getting rounds in and getting that experience in the ring. So whenever you in those long fights, you have to, you know, that experience pays off.
How was your fourth fight in Puerto Rico? How was fighting there, man?
It was amazing. It was an amazing experience. I mean, all my friends were there. My team, my family were there. I mean, I had a lot of fun. Got the W. And, man, what else can I say? It was an amazing trip.
I don't want to keep praising Top Rank, but I do love them. And I love that they put their up-and-coming superstars on their first fight. You know, back in the day, you'd watch, okay, you know, we'll just say Miguel Cotto's fighting. He's 19-0. We didn't watch their first, you know, 15 fights. So for you, we grow with the fighters. You watched them evolve. We love the exposure. Do you love it? Because you're always smiling every interview, every fight. Are you loving the exposure and how much are they behind you?
Man, I love everything about my life right now. I mean, everything is just, it's a dream coming through. The exposure by Top Rank ESPN, they're doing a great job with all their guys. Really happy with them. And, man, what else can I say? I'm just happy to be here and glad to be here.
while you're in camp, while you're training, while you're watching video, is there anything you want to improve on in your game? Are you ever like, okay, I need to step up this. I need to, you know, work on this a little more, a part of your game?
Oh, yes, most definitely. You know, after every fight, we always watch the fight, watch the film, see what can we do better, what we did right, what we did wrong, what we can improve, what is coming along with the game plan we set up. So yeah, we always learn something and we always work on something new.
You're 4-0. You stopped three of your opponents early. A lot of baseball players I have on say if they try to hit home runs, they don't hit home runs. It just comes when they, you know, connect on the ball, when they connect really hard. Is that the same with boxing? Because I have these,
I have these
heavyweights on, definitely. So you don't try to go for the knockout punch, right?
No, the knockout will come. You just have to stay focused, go in there, do your job, listen to your corner. And if it's meant to be a knockout, you'll be a knockout.
I love your confidence because you never say, if I'm the champ, it's always when I become champion. Is being the best just always on your mind, like the Jordan documentary? Are you consumed with being the best?
Yes. Like Jordan said, He loved to be the best. He loved to be at the top of the game. And, you know, once I'm there, I know I would love it too. But for now, I just got to stay focused, keep working, and be the best boxer and best guy I can be in and out the ring.
You want to stay at welterweight?
You know, I'm growing. Mm-hmm. I'm 17 years old. I don't know where I'm going to end up when I'm 21. I'm 5'11", so... It just depends. I know I will go up in weight, but for now I'm making 147 really, really easy. So I will stay at 147 for now.
I read somewhere that you were excited to go to prom. Was prom this year or did it get canceled or was it last year?
It was this year. It got canceled because of coronavirus. I can't go to prom this year.
I would bet my life that all your trainers, all the top ranked guys are happy. Stay away from the girls for a few years, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
All right. You ready to finish up with some quick hit questions?
Got it. Let's go.
Best boxing movie of all time?
Rocky.
Who's the coolest person in your phone that if you texted them, they would text you back?
My mom. No, but if you want me to give you a real answer.
Of course.
I would say... I've never thought about that. Maybe Amanda Serrano.
Oh, that's okay. That's a great answer. Among Puerto Ricans, who's the most popular athlete? Is it Cotto, Trinidad, or is it Roberto Clemente, Bernie Williams, Carlos Beltran? Who's the number one Puerto Rican athlete?
I think it's Tito Trinidad.
Okay. I know cutting weight sucks. You're younger. What's your first cheat meal? You have a huge fight. You made weight. The fight's over. You get the W. What's that first meal that you crave to have?
Pancakes.
Zenda, how about...
with chocolate chips.
What's the coolest piece of memorabilia that you own?
I don't know. Maybe a watch.
How about any boxing memorabilia? Ever ask for an autograph from somebody or nah?
I own a couple baseball jerseys and a couple NFL players jerseys.
The fight I'm dying to see as a fan is, you know, Lopez versus Lomo. Is there any fights you're dying to see that you want to see as a boxing fan?
That fight, I also want to see that fight and Errol Spence and Bud Crawford.
Oh, that you're talking about a dream matchup with that one.
Yes, sir.
I was actually going through my archives of podcasts. I have like 300 or 400 different shows, and Mick Conlon came on my show and he was 4-0. He was 4-0. He came back to the Garden, and he's been on my show every time. So before every fight he comes on, so you know you have to do the same thing now, right?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. I mean, we'll set it up. It will be more than a pleasure to, you know, do an interview again with you. It was fun.
Listen,
I also have a great picture with Mike Conlon, you know, putting the finger up.
Oh, do you? You know what's great?
Yes, I think sir. At Madison.
He's did my show, I think, 6 times, and every time he puts the finger up. Now, listen, future champion of the world, high school graduate, plug your social media, the Instagram, the anti-bullying video, plug all your stuff, and even where people can buy your merchandise. So give the plugs now.
Yes, you can follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Xander Zayas, XanderZayas. You can find all my merchandise and FT War brand. And follow me. You will enjoy every step of the way like I enjoy it. And the social media and all the merchandise will be in my bio and all my social media.
I got to say something now, and this is the truth. We had a ton of fun. You are a role model in the ring because you're a great boxer, and everyone looks up to great boxing. What you do outside the ring at 17 years old, and I know you hear it, I know you're probably going to roll your eyes, it's such an inspiration to know that there are so many good people out there and athletes that people are going to look up to. You see athletes now, and listen, you see a champ, they're like, oh my God, arrested with guns and drugs and doing this. You do everything right, so keep doing everything right, and listen to me, Bernie's going to set it up. But you got to send me something to hang in my studio because every person who's ever been on my show, I have boxing gloves and jerseys. So I'm going to get your info. I'll send you down some gloves and you sign them up for me, okay?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, it was awesome doing an interview with you. I'm grateful to be, you know, to do this. Hopefully we can do it again. And like you said, man, it's just part of what I do. I like to put that little part of me, you know, out there so people can relate to me. So it's an honor to be where I am today. And again, like I said, thank you very much. Send me the info. I will sign those gloves for you, send them back. And I'm very, very grateful to be here with you today. Thank you, man.
Champ, God bless. Talk to you soon, my friend. I'm excited to watch this
yes, sir.
Historic run to be a champion, man. I'll see you soon, my friend.
Thank you. See you soon, man.
See you later, brother.
All right.